Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so excited about our call today. It is going to be, as my youth pastor would say, it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be so amazing, and it's one of my very best friends for, 33 years, more than 33 years, and have known her, knew her as a family member. Kathy, I'm trying to find your accolades. My printer's tore up on my computer, and I had it pulled up, or I thought I did. Oh, God. And I can't find it. Kathy, I am so sorry.
It's okay.
Embarrassing for me.
Hey, it's all right.
Well, Kathy, this computer, okay, is trying to tell me that your email is not in here, and I've already looked at it once. Oh, God.
Well, it's all right. You know me enough to...
I know enough about you. Here, wait a minute. Well, there it was for a second. Kathy joined Mary Kay. There she is, y'all. I'm so sorry, and I profusely apologize. My printer has been crazy on my computer lately. I don't know if it's out of ink or what it is. I'm not techie, and my IT person is my daughter, and she's been busy with finals at school and hadn't helped me. Here she is. Prior to Mary Kay, Kathy Rogers Smith was the owner of a daycare. And she joined Mary Kay on the very last day of March 1987, debuted as a sales director in June of 1988, and debuted as a national sales director in July 1st, 2006. Her career achievements include 15 Mary Kay career cars, currently driving a 2012 pink Cadillac Escalade Hybrid. She has been a star consultant 80 quarters. She has achieved Queen's Court of Sales 2 times, Queen's Court of Recruiting 2 times, honored as the company's monthly Miss Go Give twice, in December of 1997 and again in February of 2005. Now, y'all, to be nominated once is big, but to be nominated twice as a monthly Miss Go Give is huge. That is really huge. She has achieved Circle of Achievement 13 times and the Circle of Excellence 6 times. So that means honker diamond rings, okay, of at least 6 times. She has earned diamond rings, cash, and all expense paid top director trips to Paris, Scotland, Austria, and Vienna twice, San Francisco and Maui, Hawaii, cruise to the British Isles, Milan, Italy, Maui, Hawaii again, and Beijing, China this year for the 50th anniversary celebration. Her highest monthly commission check in 1 month has been over $25,848. She is a member of the Mary Kay Millionaires Club and has earned more than $2 million in commissions from her Mary Kay business. She is married to Steve Smith, and together they have a blended family of 4 children and 6 grandchildren. Her best asset is her faith in God, her ability to believe in others and inspire them to believe in themselves. And she quotes, "A Mary Kay business can change your life forever." Please help me welcome my friend, Gold Circle National, soon to be Inner Circle National, Kathy Rogers Smith.
Wow. Well, thank you, Cindy. Thank you so very, very much. And I'm so honored and humbled to have the opportunity to share my story, my heart, and to inspire you to step out in faith and to be all that God created us to be today. And I just want to say a personal thank you to Cindy. She is my personal recruiter. She was my personal director. And then, of course, my senior national. And just to thank you for, because I truly would not be here today. And as I prepared over the last weekend, God just really had my heart real emotional all weekend. And then yesterday afternoon and some more last night, I just sit down. Cindy knows me well enough to know I'm not normally a pen and paper person who, when it comes to speaking, I just kind of, you know, I can put it on paper, but then it just kind of comes out, you know, naturally from my heart. But I did take the time just sitting down and writing and thinking and praying over exactly what God would have me to say, because this is a very special week of the week of Thanksgiving. And as my memories and my thoughts went back, Cindy, to receiving my first pink Cadillac, and wow, I got so emotional, I just, you know, teared up, because we never, never, never forget that first pink Cadillac. We never forget the emotion that went into that, and then just picking it up and being able to go to all of those people that you said for so long, you know, I'm winning my first pink Cadillac, I'm winning my first pink Cadillac, I'm winning my first pink Cadillac. And you say it and you say it, and people say, when are you getting the Cadillac? When are you getting the Cadillac? And sometimes you just want to say, I don't want to hear that anymore. But you just keep saying it, keep saying it, keep believing it. And when you do and you get to go, really, truly show that to those people who were there for you and who did believe in you. And they get excited and their eyes light up and they get emotional and they know that they were a part of that. And you're able to hug their neck and say thank you that they helped you, you know, for this dream to come true. So, you know, just know that every single part of it, you know, even this that you're going through now, that many of you I know are working hard to qualify by Christmas and finish by the end of December, and know that what you're going through is going to be memories that you will always remember. And just really, truly, you know, it may feel like sometimes it's the hardest time you've ever worked in your Mary Kay career, but I know that all of us nationals on this call today and all of the nationals and the directors who already have pink Cadillacs would truly tell you unanimously that, yes, it is worth it. It is worth the hard work. It is worth any sacrifices that you may make of time and, you know, working, et cetera, more than you normally do sometimes to just reach this goal, because it is a goal of excellence. It is a goal of obedience, that when you're obedient to God, by working as work ethic with excellence, God is going to honor that. He just simply is. He's going to honor that. And just know that it matters, you know, all the way from little bitty tiny children all the way up until, you know, older people, even our parents and different people and elders that look at it. just recently, this week, I was at one of my director's house, and I went to her home, and she has a little boy, as Meredith Watkins, and he had been sick, and, well, Reese had not. Her baby had been sick with pneumonia and everything, and anyway, I went over there, and the minute I walked in the door, Meredith said, Reese, she has that pink Cadillac. You know that pink Cadillac that Mommy talks about, that Mommy's going to win. She has that pink Cadillac. Reese, do you want to go outside and see it? And he started running to get his shoes on, you know, a little bitty, I think he might be 3 years old, getting his shoes. And he wanted to go outside, and they made a picture, and I made their picture by it. And then I opened the door, and when they're running board, they get excited over the running board. I opened the door, and he saw the running board, and he's like, wow. His eyes just got so big, and, of course, he immediately jumped up on the running board and jumped in the car, and he started looking at all of it, and he did not want to get out of that car. And just seeing that dream and that vision being planted, and that little boy, that little child being so excited over that pink Cadillac and over a vision of something that his mom is working for that will come true, was very, very, very special to me this week. So anyway, I'm going to get back on track. So I did want to say thank you to Cindy. Thank you for Breathe and Believe. Thank you for asking me. I'm going to share in a minute in my story about, you know, how that Cindy was scared and God put me on her heart when she came and asked. But thank you for your obedience that day, Cindy, and coming and talking to me, and your obedience to continue to come back and to overcome all of my addictions, because you knew in your heart that it was meant to be. So I thank you for being obedient. Thank you for all of the journey, the mentoring, and everything that you've given in me, the belief you breathed in me to earn my first Cadillac, and then the belief you continue to believe in me all the way to, as you just said, being an Inner Circle National. So thank you, and thank you for your just obedience to God in setting these calls up, and to your obedience also to God to just put all this together, because it took time for you to just have the thoughts and have the brain to put all this together. So all of us nationals, I know, unanimously are very grateful and thankful for the opportunity to not only speak and share our stories, but to have our directors, all of our area directors to be on the call as well. So we're so thankful for you for that. And today, I want to share first a little bit about Mary Kay. For some of you, and probably most of you on the call, but some of the younger directors might not have known, that Mary Kay's favorite holiday was Thanksgiving. She actually passed away on November the 22nd, 2001, on Thanksgiving Day. I remember that day so very, very well, and when I received the phone call, I was sitting in a rocking chair in North Carolina holding my grandbaby, little Lauren, who was a baby who's now 13. in my arms. I was sitting there rocking her, and we were preparing for our Thanksgiving there in their first brand-new home. It was their Deidre's very first home that they were able to buy, and they lived in North Carolina. And I'll never forget that day and that memory and the thoughts in my heart and just all of the gratitude. You know, there were some tears, but most importantly, there was gratitude, so much gratitude in my heart that I had had 14 years with Mary Kay, that Mary Kay had breathed belief into me, that she had, I was able to have been under her words at seminar and leaderships and all of the times that we were able to be with her, that I was able to be with her and be mentored under her and under her leadership. So I truly believe that myself, along with Cindy and majority of probably the nationals that are a part of this call, who we all knew Mary Kay and we were trained under Mary Kay, that it really is our calling from God that we continue to pass on her words and continue to pass on her legacy, and especially the legacy of doing unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to really working with the work ethic of being obedient to God, because that's what she was. Excuse me. Okay, let's see. I want to get back to my notes here. All right. As I remember that day, and always will, all the 14 years prior to that day, as well as my life and my family's life, was touched and still is touched daily by the faith and the love and the passion of one woman, Mary Kay Ash, and her obedience to God. Earning your first Cadillac is an obedience to God's plan to work with excellence. Success is when we learn to overcome fear and we replace it with faith. True faith that comes from moving mountains, when we learn to conquer fears that hold us back and press forward to the daily wins, we will feel and become successful. The death of fear is in doing what you fear to do. Okay, so many of you on the call working for this perfect Cadillac, you probably feel some fear. You have anxiety and you have thoughts, and the enemy will say, well, what if you win it? And then, you know, you don't keep the numbers up and the unit and everything. And then, you know, you could lose it or you could have to make a payment, blah, 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 blah. Just know that those are all lies from the enemy, and he will do everything to try to stop you, because the goal is big. And because, as you're going to hear as I talk on, that it is going to touch so many lives and that it is going to go far beyond you earning your first pink Cadillac. So just know that when those negative thoughts come and the fearful thoughts come, that it's the enemy. He does want to stop you. And you just simply have to keep overcoming it, replacing it with faith, and just do it anyway. I want to share a few things about my story, my journey, and earning my first pink Cadillac. Most important thing that I want you to hear and remember is that it is God's will and it is his plan. First, you have to accept that, and you have to believe that the enemy will lie to us. He will tell us that it's not God's plan, that it's just a dream, that it's just you wanting it for selfish reasons. Well, it's not, well, that is not true as long as you believe that lie and the lie that it is too hard. But it won't happen as long as you believe the lie. But when you decide to believe with all of your heart that, yes, it is a dream, but it's the dream that God put there, and that by you working with passion and with purpose, as Mary Kay did when she started this company, and with working with obedience to God, as Mary Kay did when she started this company, that you will bring forth God's plan, and that the plan is for lots of other people's lives to be blessed by your obedience, just as Mary Kay was obedient to answer the call on her life to start a dream company, that when she was in her mid-50s, she made a decision to walk in faith, to walk out of fear. You know, the enemy was telling her, no, it won't work, it's too hard, it's too this, it's too that, you're too old, all of those things that he said to her. But she decided to walk out of fear and into faith and began Mary Kay Cosmetics. Cindy's life and all the nationals on this call and my life and all of you on the call have been changed and have been impacted for the good because of Mary Kay stepping out of fear into faith. So, you know, it really isn't just about you. And that's what I want you to hear today. It isn't just about you. It is that you can make a difference when you decide to believe God's plan for you to be a Cadillac director, to lead women with excellence, to work with excellence. Decide today that it's not too late. You can do it by Christmas. March 31st, 1987. Well, actually, I guess it was about a week before Cindy, but anyway, when Cindy came and talked to me in March of 1987, Cindy, if I remember correctly, and she can share when she comes back home, was qualifying to earn her very first pink Cadillac. And she was working so hard with focus. And God laid it on her heart as she was praying over who to talk to and was working and trying to be obedient to everything God was telling her to do. And God laid it on her heart to come and talk to me to join her team. Well, Cindy, knowing me and knowing my life and all that I was going through at the time, she immediately knew that I would probably say no, and she was scared to talk to me, if I remember correctly, that she shared back then, because she was afraid that I would say no. And, you know, none of us want to hear rejection. But God continued to lay me on her heart, she said at night as she lay down to pray. And we were family, and that made it even harder. But she finally said, okay, and she came over, and she talked to me that day and left the literature. And I looked it over and I read, and of course I did have objections, but thank goodness, Cindy, you came back and you continued to overcome all of my objections. Every time I said, but what this, but what that, but what if this, but what if that, you had the words. You were obedient and you continued to listen to your heart and be led by your heart. So I joined Mary Kay on March 31st, the very last day of the month, is when my agreement went in my $1,800 inventory order. And if I remember correctly, that was the quarter that Cindy was finishing earning her very first pink Cadillac. And if I remember, that $1,800 order did help Cindy to earn that first pink Cadillac. So I thank you to Cindy also for allowing me to be a part of that joy in your life. And also, that pink Cadillac that Cindy earned, that first pink Cadillac, then has led to Cindy driving pink Cadillacs for 26 years. Because, Cindy, I've been in 26 years, and you've been driving pink Cadillacs ever since. So for 26 years, and listen at this, ladies, if you didn't already know this, as a national, when we retire at age 65, we will also get to pick out a pink Cadillac and all of the options and everything that we want on the Cadillac. And Mary Kay Cosmetics will actually write the title to the car in our name. And then we are given that car and that Cadillac that we can keep forever as one of the many, many gifts that we get as a national sales director. So for 26 years and then ever how many more years between now and when Cindy retires at age 65, to have the blessing for her and her family to drive a pink Cadillac and for it to be a testimony. Some people call it a trophy on wheels, but we say it's a testimony for God, just like that little child the other day, being able to look at that pink Cadillac and see that look in his eye. And I had told Meredith that day, I said, I remember the very first day that Katie Syria got in my pink Cadillac, and I think she was either 5 or 6 years old, ladies. And I was there, and she came down and got in the car, and Susie was sharing with her, my executive senior sales director, Susie Sirio's daughter. She was sharing with her about the pink car. Katie got in, and we had OnStar in the car, and I remember mashing the button, and her looking up, and her eyes got so big as she saw the lady, or she was looking for who was talking to her. And that dream and that vision and that little child's eyes, her mom earned her first pink Cadillac within at least a couple years or less from that. And now today, Katie Syria, that little 5 or 6 year old little girl that sit there in that pink Cadillac, is now a DIQ in our national area working very hard. This is her first month of DIQ, and she's just doing absolutely fabulous. They already have in over 6 or 7, maybe even 8,000 by now, but I know it's her goal to even finish this month. So, again, that dream was planted in that child, even at 5 and 6 years old. So, anyway, Cindy's decision to ask me and to lead me and to ask me and then to lead me helped me to earn my first career car within 6 months. Just 6 months later, and the first car was a red Friends Oldsmobile. I remember jump-starting my little Honda that was 200,000 miles down the driveway that day to go pick up that first career car. And that career car then, within, I think if I remember correctly, 6 months later from that, because it was kind of all through the process of my DIQ and how that you can carry over that into the DIQ quarter and the next quarter, which would have been 6 months, then I earned my first pink Cadillac. And so now I've been driving pink Cadillacs now for 25 years. That work ethic and that passion for this career was passed on then to my sister, senior director, Gail Hollis. She became a recruit, I think, when maybe made me a team leader or something as I was earning the first career car. And she wanted me to have that car so bad. So she joined my team, but not wanting to work Mary Kay at all. But that dream and that vision and that passion and the prayers, Gail was inspired, and she decided to work her Mary Kay career. And then Gail earned her first pink Cadillac within at least her first two years of joining Mary Kay. And then, as I mentioned before, executive senior sales director Susie Cirio, one of my offsprings, earned her first pink Cadillac then within her first 2 years. And then her offspring, senior director Shara Gladden, earned her pink Cadillac also in Mary Kay. And we currently have two more of our directors in the Smith National area who are working very, very hard to earn their first pink Cadillac by December, and that is Jennifer McAnally in the Susie Cirio Future National area, and then my daughter, Deidre Robertson, who was 10 years old, or might have been 11, I guess, by the time I got the actual pink Cadillac. She was 10 when I joined, and then when I had my first Cadillac, she was 11 years old, and now she's a director in Mary Kay working to earn her pink Cadillac. So you see how that the dream is passed on by us. It's passed on by one person, and then that leads to another and another and another. It's a decision to work daily with focus and the thought that if it is to be, it's up to me. Mary Kay taught us that when we work from our heart and we help enough people get what they want, we would get what we want. Mary Kay's philosophy of God, family, and career is so unique, and in my opinion, it is what has empowered our company to be so successful now for 50 years. Keeping in mind that Mary Kay's principles, she founded her company on the scripture, Matthew 7:12, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and when and only then and only then will you be fulfilled and truly feel successful. The go-give spirit will come natural when you are successfully learning to work from your heart. Mary Kay taught us to look at everyone as if she had a sign around her neck saying, make me feel important. Look at them. Look them in the eye and give them your full attention. When women know that they can trust you, they will listen and they will be willing to take direction from you. Be willing to take the time to pour into the women on your team, and they are your future. Remember, you are building your future. The lifestyle and the financial security that you achieve will come from a team, unit, area of successful women. If you treat them like they are just a paycheck, they may not be willing to communicate with you. They may not be willing to respond to you or to, you know, work with you. And even like when you're earning this first pink Cadillac, when they know they're important and they know that you care about them, they're willing to work with you and do over and above and beyond. When you have a big goal like the pink Cadillac, they'll do more. they'll make another phone call to try to get some more sales. They'll have another party, or they'll do some interviews, or, you know, let you do some career chats when that will help you earn the pink Cadillac, when you truly have helped them to reach their goals. Mary Kay took the time to let us know that we were important. In 1991, I received a personal phone call from Mary Kay that changed my life and the outcome of my future by that one phone call. And I'm not going to share about the call today, but I just want you to know how that sometimes one phone call, one card from you, one note from you, one just saying I appreciate you, you know, being thankful and being grateful, this is, you know, the time for that, this week of Thanksgiving, being thankful for them and letting them know that, and taking that time can make a difference in their life and then that hundreds of other people's lives from that. That one phone call that day that Mary Kay made, now our national area, which is, I think, close to 1,000 people that are in it, it's made a difference in their lives because of that obedience of Mary Kay making that one phone call that day. My first Cadillac was earned by me sharing the Mary Kay dream with others on my team and working to help them and breathing belief into them that they would hold parties and recruit to reach their goals. My excitement and my belief was the key. I was so excited, Cindy can tell you. I told everybody everywhere, and I really, truly believe that that is the key. I would say to people, everybody that I was around, did not matter, but anybody that come close to me, I would say, and y'all may want to write these words down, who do you know who might like to earn some extra cash or some free Mary Kay products? The key is, ladies, you have to be excited. It is the key. And so when you're sharing that, especially this time of the year, because we're going into the holiday season that everybody really wants some extra money because of the holidays and the gift-giving season, it's a perfect, perfect time. So don't buy into the lie that the enemy's going to tell you that everybody's too busy and that, you know, nobody's going to do it right now, blah, 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 blah. There's more people that will do it and have reasons to do it right now than ever before. This is the greatest time to do it. I remember my daughter Deidre being in DIQ during the months of September, October, November, December, and finishing out in December on December 31st. And we did not even live in the same state. And my mom was in her very last month of her illness of leukemia. She passed away actually on November 14th. So even during those DIQ months, right now in the month of November, you know, we were dealing with the loss of my mom, which is Deidre's grandmother, and us living in two different states. But, you know, she just kept on going and kept working and kept believing, and then all the way through December to reach that goal. So it is a perfect time to do it. Believe that you will complete the goal. Go drive one of the pink Cadillacs. If you have someone in your area, or even if it's not a pink Cadillac, just a Cadillac, go get in it, drive it. Or if you can get in a pink one, drive it. Make a picture of yourself in it. Post it all over your house and post it in your car and post it everywhere. It's when you commit to the goal and you say to yourself, there's no turning back, that it will happen. I remember making that decision. This is it. There's no turning back. I will do the work. If it is to be, it's up to me. And that's the attitude that you have to have. I held lots of parties, and I recruited at least one or more from every party so that I would get the $600 car credit. I mapped it out and had it on paper to know exactly what I needed to do. I did a cash bonus drawing, and I know some people agree with that and some people don't. But, you know, hey, it worked for me back then. But cash always spoke to me because I really wasn't a big prize-oriented person. But I always, you know, back then before Mary Kay needed money, and so I felt like, you know, cash was something I could get excited about, so therefore I could present that with excitement. So I did cash bonus drawings for my unit and for their ordering contributions so that they would get excited and that they would all know that it was a team effort. I still remember that day again as picking up that pink Cadillac. Gratitude still flows in my heart today. And in closing, I want to share these words from Mary Kay Ash herself. To this day, ladies, the things that motivate me and inspire me the most, other than God's word, but when I need Mary Kay thoughts and I need Mary Kay inspiration, I do go back and I listen to Mary Kay's words. You can find it under Pearls of Wisdom and Lessons of Legends. I can't think of what it's called and all that. It's on the Mary Kay In Touch, but most importantly, in her book. All of you have a Mary Kay book. Just get that book out. Get it out and read it. I encourage you right now, this week, during Thanksgiving, many of us will travel and you will maybe be with family and stuff, but there'll be times that you may have time to just read one or two chapters in there. If you'll pick up that book and you'll just read it, the dream will be reignited in you. And the determination and just the gratification of knowing, you know, what Mary Kay did and all that she went through back then through those years in the 1960s with all the adversity and challenges that she had, that if she was an overcomer, if she could believe and if she could work in obedience to God and work with a work ethic that she knew she was making a difference, then we can truly do it to this day. So in closing, Mary Kay's words said, there's a dream inside of you bigger than you have ever dreamed at this point. And there's a dream within your with your people's name on it. And so if you yourself, if you are a people person, if you are a giver, if you are a servanthood, think of that, because that's where the enemy, I know in my thoughts, he got me, that I had to change the thought that it wasn't for me and me thinking it was a selfish thought, because that's what the enemy got me. That's where he got me at, is I had to change the thought and know that there was a dream with all of my consultants' names on it, and that to put your spirit to the test and to dream. Let me say it again. Okay, there's a dream inside you bigger than you ever dreamed at this point, and there's a dream with your people's name on it. Put your spirit to the test, and the dream will be theirs. So in other words, when we're obedient and we work that our dream, then their dreams will come true. Our dreams and our goals are all wrapped up into their dreams. So think of it as presence. Think of it that you are able, by your obedience and your work, to give these presents and give these blessings to all of these people that God has put in your units, that he has put in your life, that you are a part of giving very special gifts to each and every one of them, as Cindy has given me and my family, as Mary Kay gave all of us. And then in closing, Mary Kay had a prayer that this I heard recently and was reminded of this by National Sales Director Emeritus Maxine Sansett, who's passed away now. But she was reminding us that she always, always kept this prayer in her heart, and it was a prayer that Mary Kay had. And Mary Kay would say, my life shall touch a dozen lives before this day is done, leave countless marks for good or ill before sets the evening sun. This the wish I always wish, the prayer I always pray. May my life help others it touches along the way. Mary Kay truly did touch my life. Let's go out this week of Thanksgiving, this month, and as we go into the holiday season, and let's be focused that every act and every thought and every deed and every action that we do will be to touch another person's life, will be to make a difference, will be to look at each person as if they have a sign around their neck saying, make me feel important, all the way from little bitty children and little bitty babies all the way up to our elder parents. They want to feel special. We had Steve's mom's birthday, and she turned 92 last week. And the special things, we brought her family and her sisters in. And all that she wanted was just everybody sitting around the table, talking, sharing stories. And we brought Steve and his sister and his brother, who lives out of town, came to our house afterwards. And they sit and they talked, and I walked around in the house and stayed out of their way as I heard them share stories and I heard them laugh. and I heard the memories. And then she shared later when I went the next day to take her some food on her actual birthday and surprise her again. She said that was the greatest happy moments I've had in a long time, sitting there getting to talk to my two children and hearing all of us talking here on a conversation. I want to encourage us this week to take time for our families. Take time to let the people in your life know how important they are to you. Take time to be grateful. We are blessed. We are so very, very blessed. We have so much to be grateful for. And the enemy would like to remind us daily of the challenges in the world and all of the chaos that's going on all around us. But what we have to stay focused on and remember is all of the things we are grateful to. God is in control. He formed this world. He formed us and he made us. And he's in control and only him. And we have to keep that in our hearts and in our minds. Let's pray for those people to be brought in our path. And when they are, let's be obedient. And let's do our part. And God will do the rest. Thank you all. Thank you, Cindy. Have an awesome, wonderful Thanksgiving week. And thank you again for the opportunity that I can speak today and that I can share my heart. And thank you for your obedience.
Thank you, Kathy. Can you hear me?
I can.
Yay, good. That was awesome. And I just want to say that you did help me finish my first Cadillac, your $1,800 wholesale order. And, you know, really I had forgotten that was what was going on when I recruited you. I was so focused on the fear that I felt at the prospect and the possibility that you might tell me no. And I'm so glad that you shared that. And so having said that, you know, here it is. It is Thanksgiving week. And a lot of us, I know my kids are getting out of school. They'll be out, I think, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we'll be going to family get-togethers and stuff like that, like I guess most of y'all will be. And you're going to be around family, like Kathy and I were family. We were sisters-in-law married to brothers. And you know, you sit there and you talk about mundane things. You talk about the weather. You talk about, you know, if you're from Alabama like we are, you talk about college football and the Iron Bowl that's coming up this weekend. I mean, we talk about these things. And sometimes we don't talk about what's the most important things, like treasured times together in the past. But also, when you're sitting there, and you've got a family member, and everybody listening to this call has probably got somebody in your family that God has put it on your heart to share this opportunity with, or maybe even just to share the product with, and you haven't done it yet. Sometimes family is the most intimidating. I just encourage you to press through the fear, to feel the fear, and do it anyway, because behind your fear, okay, will be your greatest reward. I mean, not just financially. You know, Kathy, to be honest, I never thought about all the money. I mean, I know I've made a lot of money, but that's not really my focus, you know, of when I signed you up, wasn't my focus or anything like that. I knew that God had put you on my heart like a burden. I mean, just it was a burden to me, and that if I didn't talk to you, I was going to be in disobedience. And so, you know, but when Sean Key was here in October and he said what he said about you being my million-dollar baby, yeah. I never thought about that. You know, really never had thought of it in that way. And y'all, you know, think if I had listened to the fear, if I had given into the fear, you know, what a loss to me, not only financially, but Kathy and I were married to brothers, and then you know, our national areas know this, but all the other national areas don't know this. My husband and I divorced in 1989, and then Kathy and her husband divorced, I think, 2 years later. And if we'd have just divorced being members of the same family, not by blood but by relationship, sisters-in-law, we might have separated and gone our separate ways after those divorces. I mean, you know, we might have casually stayed in touch, you know, maybe through Facebook or something, although Kathy or I neither one are real big Facebookers, but, you know, we would not have had the opportunity to stay as close. We're more like sisters than sisters-in-law, you know, I feel like we are. And so, you know, I'm so thankful that I pushed through the fear and did it anyway. So you're going to have people like that this week at your family reunions. And so, Kathy, what would you tell these ladies to say? What would be your approach? You know, what would you say to a friend or a family member that you encounter over the holidays as an approach to talk to them about a Mary Kay opportunity?
Well, again, you just always have to really let it come from your heart, especially when it's family and close friends, because, you know, I know y'all probably heard before, you know, if we were using a dialogue, you know, the families kind of look at you like, that's a little weird. You don't normally talk to me that way. So you have to keep in mind that you've just got to talk to you from your heart. And so, you know, really pray before you, this week, before you get with them, and just pray for God to show you maybe who it is. And maybe they're already on your heart, like my sister Gail was. And like God put Cindy, put me on Cindy's heart. And so when God's doing it, then you just pray and say, God, just please be my mouthpiece. Give me the words. But, you know, what you have to keep in mind is think about your Mary Kay business. When you're thinking how much you love it, how much you enjoy it, how grateful you are for it, and what all the benefits and benefits and benefits and blessings that you have by having this Mary Kay opportunity, even to the point of using your own skincare. You know, as I cleaned my face last night and did my microdermabrasion in the shower, and you finish and you feel your skin and how good it feels, I can remember when I, you know, I had the blemish and the prone and the acne skin. So I love the fact that we have this product. So sometimes it may just be introducing them to the product. Sometimes it may be the career. But if you just really, truly just look at them and, again, speak from your heart and just say, I would love. They're your family. I know you love them. So I would love the opportunity to just be able to share some of our great products with you. And I can do that either us getting together. I would love time with you for us to do this. Or I can also give you the sample form. So when it comes to the products, I would just present it that way. We have a lot of great things. And I would just love the opportunity for you to try it and give me your honest opinion. And when you just say it like that from your heart, most of them, I think, would be willing to try it. When it comes to the career opportunity, I would just say, you know, if I was talking to Cindy, Cindy, I would just love the opportunity. I know you may not have ever, ever, ever thought about a Mary Kay business or think that it would ever be something for you. But, you know, once upon a time, I felt the same way. But I've been really praying, and God had put you on my heart, and I just really want to ask you if you would give me the opportunity to just share some of the benefits of how my Mary Kay business has really benefited me and my family. And if you would just allow me to share some of that with you and just see if it might be something that maybe you feel you and your family can benefit from, then it would truly, truly be a blessing to me for us to be able to get to be together more, work closer together through just even having a Mary Kay business. So something like that.
Right. That's right. And very good that, you know, that you said let it come from your heart, because when it's from the heart, you know, they can see that. I believe that women are very discerning and intuitive, and they can spot fake a mile away,
right. You
know. So when you're just honest with them that you'd love to share with them. And then I do what I'm trying to think. I think it was Peggy Henry, who some of you may know and may not know, but she broke Mary Kay's record in recruiting years ago. She recruited like 21 people in a week or something huge like that. And she would say her heart, and then she would also say, it may be for you, but it may not be for you, you know, and say, and if it's not for you, it's okay. And you can be my talent scout, and you can refer someone to me that you think would be good. And for me, anyway, having so much C in my personality, that works, because it gives them options. That's what the C personality needs. They need options, and they need choices. And so when you tell them, you know, it may be for you, but it may not be for you, and if it's not, you can be a talent scout. That's giving them another choice, you know, that they can, you know, look at and feel less pressured. And if they are a D personality, and you say, you know, it may not be for you, and if I know that they're a D personality, I'll say, you know, not everybody can do this. And the Ds go, wait a minute, you know, don't tell me I can't do something. So that's, you know, what I've done over the years when I've talked to people about the business. And, Kathy, you know, being a pink Cadillac driver is the key to becoming a national. And I know that there are many directors on this call today that their aspiration is not only to be in a pink Cadillac, but then to go from that into ultimately the NSD position. And we just came back from NSD Summit week before last, 3 days in Dallas with our sister nationals. It was, I mean, just so amazing. It's like the best sorority get-together you can imagine. And so Kathy and I get to do that once a year, and we get to room together, and it's our chance to catch up because we're both so busy all the rest of the time. We don't ever, you know, really get to just sit and talk at length and catch up. But, Kathy, what were the highlights of the NSD Summit? What would you tell these directors, you know, that you took away from that, and how would you encourage them to just do whatever it takes to get that pink Cadillac under their belt so they can go on to the national sales director position?
Well, for me, most importantly, it was the time together with my sister national, the time of just having just special talks, you know, the hugs, the just the look in the eye, the being together, sitting and having, you know, sharing meals together and all times in between, you know, the different training and stuff like that that we did as well. But just that time together, just getting to see them and be with them and, you know, talking, sometimes personal, sometimes checking on them and them and their family and things that are going on with them. Sometimes it's sharing a new ideal or a new thought. But to feel, to have that time together and to feel that love, it is the most special, unconditional love. I'm telling you that it is just so unique that you know there's not any competition. There's not any jealousy. It is just everybody loving everybody, talking to everybody, and making every single person just feel important and feel special. And we can go up and talk to the Inner Circle Nationals. I remember when I was a brand-new national being scared to death, thinking kind of like Mary Kay that I couldn't talk to them. But I can tell you, in this career and in at the national level, every single person, truly, we all feel we're at the same level. And as far as the sisterhood part of it, you know, that there is not people that feel inferior or, you know, better than the other, that, you know, yes, they have that title and that position of Inner Circle, but they're still who they are deep down inside, and who they are is what got them to that position as Inner Circle, and that is why that they're there as the leaders, the top leaders of our company. But just that time together, the sisterhood, the love, I treasure it. I wouldn't take anything at all for it, even if you never, you know, got a thought or ideal. But we do. When you put that many people together with different personalities and coming from all over the U.S. and Canada, and you put us together, you do get to be inspired, and you get to hear different things and different strategies and learn from them, you know, because we are all different. So it's just a great big refreshing, renewing, and empowering of our thoughts as well.
It really is. And y'all, we need nationals. Can I just make a plea for that? Because that was really brought to our attention in a big way in the next 5 years. I mean, already, I forget, they told us how many nationals have retired and are enjoying or have enjoyed the Family Security Plan. And in the next 5 years, another bunch of us, you know, will be retiring. And the company really needs nationals. That's why they changed the qualifications in 2010, May of 2010, to what I think is easier. Now, if you're not a national yet, you may look at it and say, well, it's not so easy. Trust me, the qualifications that Kathy and I had to go through, the 4 months of NIQ production and all that, I think were harder. I think it was much harder. And so anyway, run right now. Run. Do whatever you have to do. I know you've got life. Everybody's got life. Everybody's got stuff going on that we could let, you know, when Kathy made national, she had stuff going on, certainly, that she could have let distract her, discourage her, you know, and not pursue the goal at that time. So did I. Everybody does. But you just have to decide to put blinders on and to have that. I wrote it down, Kathy, what you said, that no turning back. You know, whether you're qualifying for your Cadillac and or going for national, you have to have that mindset of no turning back. No turning back. This is it for me. You know, no options, no drama. You know, this is it. You know, and I loved what Don Sweeney shared with us a couple of weeks ago, and I've used it over and over again in my Mary Kay, in my personal life, in my Sunday school class. I've shared this, that there's three levels of commitment. There's I'll try, which Mary Kay taught us, just a nice way of saying it's not going to happen. I'll do my best, which you're probably still leaving room for not getting it together. And the last one and the ultimate and the only true, purest form of commitment is to say, I will get the job done. I will get the job done. And when you have that kind of mindset of I will get the job done, it will happen. It will happen. God will give you the grace to overcome your life stuff so that you can get it done. But only when you make that firm decision, when you make that firm decision. Thank you, Kathy, so much. And I know there's a way to do this. Hold on. Let me see.